Welcome to Sikkim 365 Radio.
Baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Sikkim 365 Radio is presented by IdealMRI.com. High-quality MRIs for $497 or less. IdealMRI.com. Your health is important. So is your budget.
On the fake, on the slant, it's Denzel Mims! And the Bears take the lead!
The 3 o'clock hour is sponsored by Waco Custom Marketplace. Meats, sweets, Texas treats, and a cut above the rest. 425 Lake Air Drive, Waco.
Everybody wants to be stronger and bigger and better looking in a t-shirt and in the end zone. Touchdown, Tyquan Thornton. The run sets up the pass. Another beauty from Charlie Brewer. A 35-yard score.
Welcome back to Sikkim 365 Radio. Our weekly segment with Baylor Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, is brought to you by Edward Jones Investments Brokers, Tom Albers, Brad Wilson, Ben Erlinson, and Cam Heathcott. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Here's David Smoak, Paul Catalina, and Craig Smoak.
It seems like we waited. It seems like we waited almost, months for something to kind of become where you could grab it, touch it, feel it when it comes to college football. And now all of a sudden, of course, the last three or four, 8 days, we've seen conferences making decisions. And now everything seems to be converging at one time. Good afternoon, Sikkim 365 Radio. David Smoak, Paul Catalina, Craig Smoak as well today with us. And thanks to Tyler Bolden from KWTX. He's in studio with us today to do a little feature on this show that launched back on Monday, April the 6th. Mac Rhodes, Baylor Director of Athletics, he'll join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll also have former Baylor offensive lineman, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Mark Addix, Coach Fredenberg at 4, the Division III decision now official, no fall football. They knew that, but now it's official. Chuck Cooperstein of the Mavericks, Olin Buchanan, Texas A&M, John Machota, Cowboys, Rob Bolton on the PGA Championship. I opened up the day today, and the first story, bam, slapped me right in the face. UConn, no football. They're not waiting on anybody. They don't care what anyone else is doing. They are flat out canceling their season. First of how many more that you think end up doing this?
I think right now, anybody's still up for grabs as far as this goes. You know, the Big Ten put out some stuff today. I know we'll get to all of that, but the Big Ten put out their schedule today, and they made sure in putting it out that they were saying, hey, this is not a guarantee. This is just what it looks like on paper. This doesn't mean we'll get to play all these games. So there's still that caution that I think everybody has right now and that uncertainty. But, you know, certainly UConn going ahead and pulling the plug, I don't think they'll be the last. And, you know, based on their program's history, it's not all that surprising, quite frankly.
And UConn doesn't have the benefit of being in a Power 5 league anymore. They don't have this cushion of everybody in the league is, you know, supporting each other, wanting to play. That league, you know, it's all over the place. So,
well, it's a story that started the day. The other parts of it today, I saw this from Nicole Arbach, who we had on yesterday. NCAA student athletes must be provided an opportunity if they want to opt out of participation due to concerns about COVID. And if a student athlete chooses to opt out, their individual scholarship commitment must be honored. That was something that doesn't surprise me. That's just kind of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Also, Texas Tech says they're going to have 25% capacity. We'll have Mac Rhodes on momentarily, find out what he thinks Baylor might be able to do. Big 12 launched their schedule, starts the first weekend in September. Right off the top, first week in September, that's when they hope they'll start, but they have a lot of what we call buffer games that can be moved into different parts. And the AAC, the American Athletic Conference, is planning on 8 conference games and possibly as many as possibly 3 or 4 non-conference games. Division III shut down for the fall. Pete Fredenberg will join us today at 4 o'clock. We'll hear from Baylor's Mac Rhodes, athletic director, momentarily. So, Craig, it's part of this deal, and we got things now starting to be played. But it does seem, doesn't it, to you that the convergence of so much has happened in a matter of what seemed like about a week? We wanted it. We needed it. We just needed clarity, even if it wasn't all the news you wanted.
Well, yeah, and it's good to have that news, but at the same time, I don't know how much clarity we still have. There are a lot of questions still to be asked and still to be answered, and I'm sure Mac Rhodes will do his best in helping providing us some of those answers, but there's still a lot out there that we don't know. And so, yeah, it's great. The train's moving along the tracks, but, you know, at any moment, you might have to pull the brake, the emergency brake, and so we'll see, but it's better than us just sitting on our hands and praying for 2021, basically.
We're now joined by Baylor Director of Athletics, Mac Rhodes, with us on Sikkim 365 Radio, Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac, the Baylor Bear Hotline.
Boozers
is always a part of any segment with Baylor Athletics or any players, coaches, or administrators. Mac, how did you handle the day after body blows?
It's been an interesting, well, it's been an interesting journey since mid-March. And then, you know, just a lot going on over the last probably, you know, 24 to 72 hours. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of things to consider. Obviously, the announcement on the Big 12 football schedule and, you know, how that impacts non-conference, et cetera. So it's been interesting, to say the least.
Do you play La Tech or do you play Incarnate Word as your only non-conference game? It will be anybody but them.
Well, so as you know, as we've had all of these conversations, I'll start with a disclaimer. There's no absolutes. More than likely, we don't play anybody. Anybody else, you know, it's more than likely down to those two. As you all know, both of those games are scheduled for when conference play, you know, currently scheduled for when conference play, could begin either the 19th or the 26th. And so, you know, I think we'll have clarity within the next, you know, hopefully 24 to 48 hours, you know, do we begin our conference season on the 26th or do we begin it on the 19th? Either date, you know, our preference would be to then play the non-conference game 2 weeks before starting conference play. So we would have that week in between and really for two purposes, right? One, obviously, the preparation for starting, the extra week of preparation for starting, you know, Big 12 play, but then also just to understand and to see and have a better chance to react, to prepare, just knowing or not knowing, you know, what could or cannot happen in terms of COVID-19. You know, do we have any student athletes that end up having the virus? Do we have any student athletes that, you know, are in contact tracing, all of those things. Just, again, trying to buy some time for the unknown before we get into the season. So it's a long answer, and I realize I haven't specifically answered your question. So then I think it comes down to some of it is who's available. If we're playing on the 26th, right, then we want to try to open up on the 12th. And then who's available, right? Is it a better fit for La Tech and can we work that out? Or is it a better fit for Incarnate Word and can we work that out? And, you know, both of those institutions have things that they have to deal with and navigate in order to make, you know, the 12th happen. So that's where we're at. You know, again, hoping that, you know, what we can control, I think we can control and know and have a pathway in the next 24 to 48 hours. But then it's, you know, those two opponents and you know, each one of them trying to navigate and make a particular date work.
How long did 12 games stay on the table before you went to this model?
For as long as we possibly could. And, you know, and I think there was some criticism out there, you know, Big 12, wait until the last minute. But I will tell you that was intentional. You know, that was, you know, why make a decision before we have to? Let's let some things play out, right? Is there a way to play 12? Is that the right thing to do? Is that the smart thing to do, right? And so, you know, it stayed as part of the equation for as long as it could be, you know. And then, you know, all of a sudden you sit and you say, okay, hey, here's where we are. These are the circumstances for today. And, you know, now we feel we've got clear direction, and this is where we need to head.
Mac, you've got that early non-conference game against Kansas that I asked you about last week. For the Big 12 as a whole, do you see the schedule remaining pretty much as is, or do you think there will be some adjustments required?
Yeah, I think, Craig, I think there'll be some adjustments. Without giving away too much, I think the balance of home in a way will remain the same. So those that, you know, we were to play here at home and those we were to play on the road, I think that will stay the same throughout the conference. But the order in which we play them, obviously the dates, I think there could be some changes. And, you know, I think it's tough to take the exact current schedule right and just say, hey, we're automatically just going to now push it back with the beginning date of the 19th or the beginning date of the 26th. So I think, you know, I think we're going to have a fresh start, a fresh look at it. You know, not to say that it'll be completely dissimilar, but I think, you know, for the most part, it will look new to everybody.
So to kind of repeat, La Tech and Incarnate Word, unless something, it can't be worked out with one of those two, that's who you're going to play in the non-conference game. You'd like to play it a couple of weeks prior to your conference opener. How about, have you as a school, and I'm sure you have, I saw where Texas Tech's going to go 25% capacity attendance. Others have said 25 or 50. Have you come up with a figure yet on fan capacity at McLean Stadium?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been holding steady and strong at 50. And I think where everything is heading within our state, we're more than likely going to be forced to move to 25% or at least start the season. You know, we haven't made that official announcement, and I realize this is radio, and so now it's out there. But I think that's where we're going to have to end up, at least to start the season. You know, we've got our plan in place and model in place and how we do that with our season ticket holders, and just, you know, unbelievably grateful to them for their patience. And, you know, we're trying to get to them the information as soon as possible, as best as possible. And, you know, if we can get some clarity on when we start the season and what the home schedule looks like in terms of order and some other things, we'll be out with that information to them as soon as possible.
Mac, with having to reduce that, how much does that change your game day staff and everything that you have to have there? Does that reduce as well?
It does. You know, I'll be honest, it's a big impact. It's a big impact in terms of revenue, just from 50 to 25%, right? And so now we're looking at a completely different cost reduction model, which, you know, we had already forecasted long ago, you know, 2 months ago at least. But it's a, you know, quite frankly, it's a hardship. And even though you might have some reduced expenses because you don't need quite the game management staff, that does not, you know, come close at all to equating to the revenue that you're going to lose. And so you know, it's just the time that we're in right now that we're living with, and again, the uncertainty, and now we're gonna have to find a way. And again, we've got all of our cost reduction levers identified, et cetera, and we're more than likely gonna have to pull some more of those.
Mac, I saw a tweet earlier today from Billy Liucci, who covers the Aggies, and it got me thinking. With the way everything kind of unfolded with conferences making their own announcements on their own timelines, have you guys at all discussed what would happen if, let's say, the Big Ten, much like they just abruptly announced they weren't going to have non-conference games here in the next month, abruptly announced, you know what, this is too out of control, we're calling it off. Have you guys discussed what the ramifications of another conference doing something like that out of nowhere?
We have. It's a great question. I don't think anybody wants to have that conversation, but, you know, I think that's the reality. And I think if one conference were to do that, whether it's, you know, any one of the A5s were to do that, right. I think very much like the scheduling piece, you would begin to see, you know, other conferences follow suit. And, you know, this is just one person's opinion. I think sometimes we're our own worst enemy, and, you know, and I'm part of this. So, you know, I'm pointing the finger at me, but to not find a way to come together, at minimum, the A5s, and to handle some of this together, whether it's the scheduling piece or any of the big major decisions that could be in front of us. I just think we need to do better. And I think we need to find a way to make these decisions together. I think, you know, when we handle the way we handled the schedule and all of that, I think it comes across as, you know, every conference for itself, and there's no unity. I just think we can be, and we should be better. And so, Craig, to your comment and to that particular topic subject, if there's a cancellation of fall sports, or if there's a cancellation of the entire season, or any other big decision like that, man, I would hope that we'd be able to do that together and walk down that pathway together. So
you have some clarity, although there's still so much to go. But you sound, and you've been through quite a bit since you arrived in August of 2016. You sound, I'm not saying beaten down, but you mentioned those body blows. You sound just flat worn out.
Yeah, I mean, I apologize if that's how I sound, and I don't mean to sound that way. I think I'm trying to be frank and certainly transparent. It's been a lot for everybody. The thing that I wrestle with, and we all wrestle with, and if we're not wrestling with it, then we need to get out of this business. But every day I sit in the chair and I say, okay, you know, I've been fighting, been scratching, clawing, all of us have, right, to find a pathway to play sports, right, do it in a really safe, reasonable manner, right, protect our student athletes like they're our own children. You know, here at Baylor, they are our own children. And that's the way you have to look at it and treat them. Otherwise you can't be here. I think what I wrestle with is just making sure, we always keep their best interest first and foremost. And, you know, how long do we continue to fight to try to do this? Where's that tipping point that says, you know what, hey, you know, I'm not sure this is the best idea anymore. And And that's not to be an alarmist or to say, hey, that's where we're headed, because I don't have that answer today. But I just want to make sure that, you know, we're making the decision for the right reasons, and that we stay centered, we stay grounded. And, you know, again, that's just, you know, something that, that you gotta be cognizant of and think about each and every day. And there's so many distractions tugging and pulling at that, that you gotta be careful. And again, you know, why are we doing this?
So, that's been the main focus. Craig, you got anything else? That's been, and follow up as well. The resignation of Coach Bolin last week, did that completely catch you off guard, or did you expect that?
Probably somewhere in between. I don't know that I was completely shocked. I love Coach Bolin, love his family, wish him the best. Obviously he's an unbelievable tennis coach. That's probably as much as I can say, but just again, wish him all the very best, and understood the decision. And and now, you know, we've got to move forward, and we're thankful, we're grateful for Michael Woodson, and to be able to have somebody as qualified as he is to step into that position and continue to lead our young men. So that's where we're at. You know, we've had a storied tennis program, and it's our intent, you know, to continue that, and to even to see, you know, how can we even improve on it and even be better.
Well, to at least wrap it up close to on a high note, the men's basketball team has gotten nothing but good news in the last month. So
yeah, it has been positive. And look, for all of our fans out there, right? I'm you know, and Smoke, I appreciate your question to me and how I sound. And again, I'm a glass half full person and trying to be positive and everything, but you know, there's just a reality of what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just want to make sure that we stay true to our Christian values, principles, right? That we're making decisions for the right reasons. And wherever we land, wherever we end up, right? And that could very well be, and all of our sights are on playing fall sports and playing football 9+1, right? But if it's something different, you know, if it ends up being something different, we're going to be okay. We're going to be great. We'll be fine. We'll be stronger than ever. We'll move forward. We'll navigate it. And we'll be in great position for whatever the future holds. And, you know, programs like men's basketball, despite the hardships, despite the obstacles, they're finding a way to move forward and have great success. And that's because of Scott and his staff, and so are other programs. So again, I'm at peace. We'll navigate this together. And again, just grateful to Baylor Nation, to our fans for all of their support and understanding.
Mac, just because I know I'm going to get this question from a couple of people, to clarify earlier on the non-con game, you said it's not completely, you know, just Incarnate Word or La Tech, but that's more than likely at this point, but you're not leaving something else off the table. But as far as deciding on that game, you have to wait for the schedule to come out, right, before you can make any type of decision. So that's the timeline, really, that you're waiting on?
Yeah, I think we've got to have a better understanding as to when we can start that first game. And again, our intent is to do that 2 weeks, if possible, right? Mm-hmm. Our preference would be 2 weeks prior to when conference play starts. And so, hey, if it's conference play starts on the 19th, you know, then that designates the 5th, and then who's the better fit for the 5th? you know, Incarnate Word, La Tech, right? If it's the 26th, then, you know, then who's the better fit for the 12th? And again, to be really, really, you know, honest, if we're opening up, you know, on the 26th, let's just say, and it's at Oklahoma, well, then that may change our mind and dictate, you know, who we really try to select and go after. So there's those variables that are in play. And Craig, I hope that we've got some clarity on, on those within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Mac, you always thought that the season might start on time. It's obviously not most likely going to do that. The fact that where you are right now, your feelings, your emotions are, you said scratching and clawing. That's a term that I use, fighting, scratching and clawing to do whatever you can, but you got to do it in the realm of making sure what's right for the student athletes, because that's family. Do you have any part of you at all that is concerned that there won't be a football season in the fall?
Wow. That's a man. I've been honest. I've been transparent, with y'all the entire time. And I would say, you know, today, this moment, I couldn't tell you that I didn't have any concern. I do have concern, and it just, you know, there's just some continued headwinds, and some of it, I think you can navigate and you can mitigate, and some of it you may not be able to. And, so yeah, I do have some concern. So I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate your time as always. Good luck. Thank you, Mac.
All right. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Baylor AD, Mac Rhodes. Mark Addicks will join us, orthopedic surgeon, next.
I've got some news, and I was thinking